It's open.
I wasn't expecting to see you, dear. Class isn't until tomorrow, and I already graded your essay. What's wrong? Did I grade something, or? You can't lie to me. Something clearly happened. You wouldn't be here otherwise. So, tell me, what's going on, dear? Your girlfriend broke up with you? Oh my goodness. You poor thing. Oh, come here. Oh, you need a hug, don't you? I can't believe you have to go through this. Oh, it's okay, baby. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere, my dear. Oh, I'm so sorry you have to experience this. She doesn't know what she just let go. I'm sure of it. In a few days, she's going to realize what a big mistake this was. She didn't see you for who you really were. She was so busy paying attention to herself and creating a bunch of unnecessary drama that she didn't realize what an amazing partner she let slip through her fingers. I know it hurts right now, but it'll be okay, baby. It's all going to be all right. It's going to hurt real bad for the next few days, simply because it's fresh. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be alone right now, not with the amount of pain you're in. Do you want me to stay with you for the next few days? Yeah, I'll stay right here with you, sweet pea. You can even come back to my place so you don't have to go back to your dorm. I'm sure your roommate isn't going to help the situation right now. They're the one who set you up with her, aren't they? My goodness. Such a crappy situation. I'm so sorry you have to go through this, sweet pea. It's so much worse than I originally thought. You poor thing. You must feel so lost. Your emotions are flying high. You feel like everything is crumbling down around you. The world is falling apart despite your best attempts. All broken, you cling to me, head buried in my neck, melting into my touch. The head pets feel good, don't they? I thought they might be a comfort. It's all going to be okay. But that's something that usually takes a little bit of time. You gave it your best try, sweet pea. You did. It was an honorable attempt at a relationship. Now, you have to put the pieces back together. But you want to know the great parts? You don't have to do this alone. You have me. Do you want some help putting yourself back together? Of course, I have an idea for how to help you, sweet pea. You're not the first college student who has come to me in a time of need. Being a professor of psychology and everything, You would be surprised how many students find comfort in venting to me about their issues. I take great joy in helping my students, especially ones as special as you. If you want, there is a way to make these awful feelings about your ex go away in an instant. That is, if you're willing to open your mind to hypnosis. Is that something you've ever considered before, dear? It's quite a simple process if you would like to try it out. If you're worried about the consequences if it fails, I'm here to assure you that nothing will happen. Worst case scenario, it simply doesn't affect you, and you don't feel any better or worse. I'll simply put you under, take away the pain of the heartbreak, and then bring you right back here. It'll be so quick, and you'll feel so much better afterwards. You won't even remember the name of your silly old ex by the time I'm done with you. You trust me, don't you? Then, what do you have to lose? Take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. I know you know my office well, with how many times you've been in here, dear. Usually it was for a better grade, or maybe a question about an assignment. I'm happy that you trust me like this, sweet pea. It means the world to me. I promise I won't do anything to break that trust. It's a gift. Now, I want you to watch my finger. Just like that. Follow the teal nail for me. Watch it move back and forth. Just like that. Follow it swaying from side to side. That's good. Why don't you inhale for me? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. Now exhale. 1, 2, 3. Very good, baby. Without taking your eyes off my finger, I want you to breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now hold it. Keep holding it. Now breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's very good, dear. Don't take your eyes off my finger as it continues to move back and forth. With every inhale, you're starting to gather all your thoughts up into a neat little ball. And with every exhale, you're blowing that ball of thought right back at me, giving me every single one of those pesky little thoughts. The more you follow my swaying finger, the more relaxed you feel. Back and forth, back and forth. You keep watching, keep following. That's good, dear. Inhale and gather all your thoughts for me. Just like that, yes. Now exhale and blow them all out, feeling your muscles start to loosen up. You feel yourself starting to sink, don't you? That's good. Breathe in again for me. Yeah, just like that, sweet pea. You're doing good. Now breathe out. Oh, yes. That's perfect, dear. I want you to keep breathing, just like that. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five. Feeling your thoughts gather into a cluster right in the center. Now exhale and blow them all out, just like that. Oh, yes. Continuing to watch my finger, you feel your eyelids start to get heavy. That's okay, baby. Don't fight it. Embrace the feeling. Let your eyes close. Sink into the darkness. Feel the warmth it brings. Leaving your mind blank. Leaving your mind happy. Leaving your mind ready for me. With every inhale, you feel more relaxed. With every exhale, you sink deeper. You don't feel scared as the warm darkness surrounds you, brings you deeper into your own head. You find yourself sinking so quickly. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale, one, two, three, four, five. Thoughts start to become harder to form, but that doesn't bother you, does it? Not when you have the professor's voice comforting and guiding you, helping you sink deeper for me. It's so dark, so warm, so calm. You feel at peace. The only thing that would wake you up is a snap. No thoughts of your own. You see my words start to appear in your head, replacing your thoughts with my own words. You don't need to think for yourself. My words bring you guidance. The more I speak, the better you feel. Inhale, one, two, three. Now hold it. Hold it. Oh, very good, sweet pea. Now exhale. One, two, three. Very good. You're to keep breathing for me just like that. You can handle that, can't you? Very good, dear. Now we can start the real lesson, can't we? The reason you and that little floozy broke up is because you need a real woman. You need a woman like me. Only someone older could handle you, right? You're in college now. You're still figuring out who you are, what you want in life. If that's the stage you're at, so is everyone else your age. That type of uncertainty only gives you anxiety. It makes you feel uneasy. And that's something you've never been attracted to. Besides, you've always preferred older women. Women who are secure, who are a bit more established, who have more experience under their belts. You don't find yourself nervous around older women. Older women have always made you feel safe, have always seen you, have always appreciated you. You've been called an old soul before, and maybe it's true. The company of older women, women my age, that's always been your preferred group anyways. You just can't admit it. The younger girls don't appreciate you, sweetie. Not the way I would. They don't know a good thing when it's right in front of their eyes. Your ex was a fool to let you go, baby. But I won't be making the same mistake with you. An older woman. A woman like me. Well, we can actually appreciate you. Younger women simply aren't right for someone like you. You need someone who can actually handle you, don't you? And that's why you're here. To be fixed. You're not going to date women your age anymore. All they do is break your hearts. Besides, you've always preferred MILFs and cougars anyways. Ever since your breakup, you just can't help yourself. You find yourself looking at these older women in public. Meanwhile, your friends are checking out other college students. But not you. You want someone older. You want someone who knows what she's doing. You just can't help yourself. You see someone a bit older than you. You start fantasizing about what it would feel like to be held by her. You don't even look at the younger women. You know it's not what you want. What you want is someone older. Someone like me. You know I wouldn't break your heart, sweet pea. Someone as precious as you deserves to be cherished. Only an older woman can do that. A younger girl is just going to take you for granted, baby. An older woman will take care of you, treat you right, will make sure that you know you're her number one. And all you have to do is treat her with respect in return. You can do that, can't you? And that's why you're going to date me instead. You don't need to think about your ex anymore. You don't need to look at other women. You don't even need to re-download the dating apps so that you can have anonymous hookups. All of those things are in the past for you, baby. You're going to start dating me because it's simply what is best for you. You've proven you can't take care of yourself, sweet pea. You've made a mess of everything. That's why you need an older woman. Why you need someone like me to take care of you. Your ex didn't know the good thing she had when she had you. But I'm not going to make that same mistake. You need a woman like me in your life. I think that's clear to everyone, including yourself. I'll be the one to take care of you and cherish you, sweetie. It's not like you'll be able to wake up without a snap of my fingers. Oh, it's all right. You'll see. This is for the best, baby. I only have your best interest at heart. I promise. I'm not a monster or something. After all, doesn't Mommy know best? Then why don't you pull down your pants and bend over my desk? Show Mommy everything, sweetie. Nothing should be kept from me, right? That's good. Seems like I'm not going to have to program any of that into you. You already domesticated yourself willingly, huh? My. Look at that ass, sweetie. You look so fucking sexy like this. Leaves nothing to the imagination. To make things easy on the both of us, Mommy gives you permission to do whatever will make you feel good. How does that sound? I'll teach you more specific stuff later. I do have every intention of keeping you and programming you just for my entertainment. It's not like you'll be able to return to my class in this state. You can't even form a coherent thought, can you? Poor baby. I guess you really do need someone to take care of you, huh? Oh, poor thing. Oh, you feel that? You got so turned on, and now you don't know what to do with yourself. Cold air against your sensitive skin. Do you need Mommy's help? Beg for it, baby. Put that voice of yours to proper use and beg for Mommy's help. You know I'm the only one who can give it to you in this current state of yours. Oh, that's what I like to hear. How could I ever ignore a plea that whiny? Don't worry. I'm just putting a little bit of lube on my finger. Wouldn't want it to go and dry, right? Gotta make sure my finger's nice and covered in my spit before I. There we go. One of my fingers sliding inside your needy little hole. My other hand reaching around to stroke you at the same time. That way you can feel good from either side, right? It's okay, baby. I've got you. Mommy's here. Mommy's going to make you feel so good that you start to see stars. My one finger slowly pumping in and out of you, the other rubbing you. You bite back a little noise. How cute, sweet pea. Wouldn't want one of my supervisors walking by or one of your classmates poking their head through. Playing such a dangerous game with the door unlocked and fucking you in my office. I'm sorry, baby. Mommy couldn't help herself. You look so sexy when you're all mindless. Stupid look on your cute little face. You feel your own pleasure starting to build. Didn't think mommy's soft hands would feel this nice, huh? Oh, you're so sweet. I adore how honest you are, baby. Can you tell me something? Have you ever thought about this moment? You have? My goodness. What a naughty student you were for your professor. I guess that's why I took such a liking to you, huh? Mommy just has the biggest soft spot for you, sweetie. Yes, she does. There's just something about you that draws me in. Even now, I don't think I would be able to pull my hands off of you if I tried. Your hips starting to rock. Doesn't matter which way you move. You're only making yourself feel better. Move your hips forward and you fuck yourself harder against my hands. But then move your hips backwards and you impale yourself further on my finger. I guess it's a win-win for you, isn't it? Listen to that. So fucking sweet for me. That's what mommy likes to hear. It feels better when mommy's the one touching you, doesn't it? That's because mommy is a real woman. An older woman. A woman with experience. Not some cheap fucking floozy who's going to break your heart. Your ex didn't seem to understand what a catch you were. You're one in a million, baby. Your personality, your looks. Oh, it's enough to drive a woman crazy. I would know. I see hundreds of students a year, and I've been at this job for over 20 years, and no students, not a single one, has made an impression on me quite like you, baby. Oh, it's okay. I know that feels good. Letting out such a lovely noise as the second finger joins the one inside you. Can you handle the praise? Can you handle the penetration? You feel my hands speed up the stroking so that you can feel just a little bit better. You're not full on two fingers, are you? I didn't think so. You're doing such a good job for mommy. You want me to keep going, don't you? That's right. I've got you. I told you I was going to make you feel really, really good. Mommy's not going to go anywhere, sweetie. I'm staying right here. Yes, I am. Your ex simply couldn't handle you. She wasn't strong like me. I can take care of you just fine, my dear. You're never too much for me. So don't you worry about a thing. I can take care of it. Mommy's always right, isn't she? That's right, baby. Just keep rocking against me. Making yourself feel so much better. You can't do much else besides that, can you? Bent over the desk, ass exposed in the air, all you can do is bury your face and try to make your sounds not as loud. But anyone with a brain would know what's going on in here. You're not the most secretive baby. But it's okay. You don't have to feel bad about that. Mommy wouldn't want you to be like that anyway. Mommy prefers you like this. Slowly coming undone, the better you feel. And just when you think it can't get any better, you feel a third finger enter your hole. It feels so good. You could come on the spot, couldn't you? But you're not going to, because you're going to wait for permission. Oh, I know. Mommy is so mean to you. But you can do it. Just a little bit longer. I wouldn't do something that I know you can't handle, baby. You're too sweet for that. Just look at you. So adorable, the way you fluster for mommy. It feels so good to be mindless, doesn't it? Drowning in your own pleasure. You feel your orgasm getting closer. Despite not being able to form your own thoughts, it's hard to focus on anything besides how close you are. Mommy's voice filling your head. Mommy's fingers inside you. Mommy's hand on you. There's no way for you to escape. Nowhere you can run to. Left all vulnerable and exposed. You just have to keep taking it. And that's what you want, right? You're taking it so well. Oh, that's it. That's a good job for mommy. I know you're close, but don't you want to wait for permission? Orgasms always feel better once you're given permission. Your last girlfriend let you come whenever you wanted, but I think that was because she didn't know better. But mommy does. Mommy knows exactly what you need. And that means you're going to wait for the magic phrase before you let go. You want to make mommy proud, don't you, baby? Oh, listen to that wrecked voice of yours. You sound so debauched. It's a good look for you, baby. Just a little bit more. You can take it. I know you can. You're already doing so well. You feel so good. You can't control how your hips are moving, can you? You're adorable. Whole struggling around my three fingers. My other hand keeps pace with the thrust. Just look at you. You're so close for mommy. I know you are, baby. I can see it written on your face. You're making me so happy. I'm so proud of you. You're trying your best, and that's all I wanted, dear. I can't believe anyone would give this up. This is the only thing I want to watch all day. Just look at you, baby. Doing everything mommy asked. So fucking sexy. Do you want to come for me, sweetie? Do you want to come for mommy? Do you think you're close enough? When I get to zero, you can. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come for me. Come for me just like that, baby. Oh, yes. That's so good. Look at you. Coming right on command. Oh, yes. So well trained already. Mommy's going to have so much fun with you. Yes, I am. Such a sweet little pea. So good for me. I'm so proud of you, baby. You don't even remember the name of your ex, do you? Why would you need to? You have mommy now. Your ex never took care of you like that. Never made you feel as good as that. I know for a fact. Your ex simply can't compete with me, dear. I love you, and she didn't. Mommy's the best thing that has ever happened to you. Your brain, it agrees with me, doesn't it? That's what I thought. My voice continues to fill your head as your own thoughts chug along. I could always give them back with a snap of my finger, but I think I prefer you this way. You're happier like this, aren't you? Oh, that's my good baby. You're so precious. I have such big plans for you, sweetie. Just you wait for what mommy has in store.